According to the African Union, Mali cannot participate in activities of the continental bloc anymore until constitutional order resumes and power is given back to the civilians. The African Union insists that Mali is a sovereign state and the transition of power must be done through elections, not coups. It has asked the Malian Defense and Security Forces to unconditionally return to their barracks and refrain from interfering in the country's political processes. The AU is also demanding for the unconditional release of the former president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and his prime minister. It is calling on the political actors in Mali to resort to dialogue and reconciliation to resolve the current standoff and hopes that they will agree to implement the peace and reconciliation agreement they signed in 2015 but remains unheeded to. I'm Colette Wanjohi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.